AM 1300 KGLO, and you never know. You turn around, all of a sudden you got a guest in the studio. Oh, wait a minute, it's Todd Cash.
Good morning.
Todd, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
How's
good
life
day.
Been?
Well, it's been life.
Life, that's good. You know, you take one step at a time, and if you're moving forward, that's a good thing.
Ups and downs, yep.
Yep, that's exactly it. So, Todd, what do we have going? I know you've got something special coming up.
We have our River City Rifle and Pistol Club annual gun show this weekend, first weekend in March.
It comes up every year.
Every year.
It?
And this year, the March calendar is just, it's goofy. I mean, we just gave up February the other day, and now we're already the first weekend of March. So.
Yeah, isn't it something?
Yeah.
So tell us, what can people expect at the fairgrounds?
Just come on out. All the tables are sold out. Going to have a whole building, the Olson Building there at the North Iowa Event Center, the fairgrounds. Going to have a whole building full of firearms and related items. So, shooting optics, anything you can imagine. And I have no idea what all the dealers bring, so come on out and take a look.
You know, that's the thing. And you have dealers that come from far and wide.
A lot of new dealers. You know, some of our dealers we had in the past have decided to hang it up. So,
have they?
So some new dealers, new faces, new stuff to see. New lines of stuff. So it changes all the time, and it changes by the season. So,
you know, and sometimes, I know you've told me this through the years, Todd, you'll wind up with some collectible kind of things, too.
You can always find the stuff you're collecting. You know, you always find a deal. You know, everybody's, you know, prices are crazy. So if you have something to trade, something you don't want anymore, I have no use for this, bring it out and at least figure out what it's worth. So, you know, talk to a few different dealers, take a look, you know, they'll give you an honest appraisal, honest trade. So,
wasn't it funny how that works? And sometimes you don't know what something is worth, and then you realize it's worth what somebody else is going to pay you for it.
Exactly. And in this market, it's some stuff is quite collectible and quite desirable. So.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. So the hours that this will run, then?
9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 5 Sunday. So both Saturday and Sunday, you know, come on out. Membership, we'll have our membership renewals in process, so we'll be getting that stuff done. Women on Target, talking about that, our event next summer. Be a little something for everybody, and I know there's other stuff going on out at the fairgrounds, too, so.
This is a big fundraiser for your gun clubs. Yeah, that's somebody calling your phone right now.
They wanna, my alarm got
they,
me.
they want to get signed up and be a part of the club. But this is a big fundraiser for you guys.
Yeah, this is our biannual fundraiser for our club. So this is one of the things we use to keep our club functions going. So,
yeah, so what do you hope to raise out of an event like this?
We do all right with this. And this helps us fund our activities. You know, out at our range out there, just off the interstate, a little ways north of Clear Lake, we have trap, we have a 200 and 300 yard rifle, we have a short range pistol, we got 50 yard range for shooting whatever you want. So it's a beautiful place, probably one of the best kept secrets in North Iowa. Come on out, we're always taking new members. It's not a good old boys club. Anybody who wishes to join will get you signed up and give you a good, safe place to shoot. So,
do you get the young kids and the young?
We're working on the youth. Working on the youth. The trap program on Monday nights. Shoot a lot of that through the summer and spring, summer and early fall. So, we do have the DNR and the hunter's education and some of those programs out there. You know, we're trying to build all this program. So, and the gun show is part of how we fund all this. So.
Okay. So if people, they go to purchase some items, for example, at the gun show, they should bring along.
Bring along your picture ID. If you're going to buy a handgun, you're going to need a purchase permit or a carry permit. That's available at the sheriff's office. And the dealers know the laws. They'll handle the transaction. There won't be any illegal transactions happening.
Right.
So
right.
They know the rules. So.
Just kind of a heads up to the general public, though, if you're going to go and you want to purchase something like that,
bring your ID.
Yeah, bring the ID.
makes it a lot easier.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, anyway, it sounds like it's going to be a big event. It always is.
It should be a good event. Yeah, it looks like our weather's going to be favorable this weekend. So
I'm in charge of that.
So yeah, nice I've been listening. So
yeah, I've got it all set.
I'm going to remember that for the next snowstorm too. So
oh, Todd, don't do that. Don't. You know, you think about it, this time of the year, it's kind of, wait a minute, the weather will change.
Exactly. But wait 5 minutes. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like yesterday, you know, I think we had a beautiful morning, and the afternoon was pretty marginal. So
yeah.
That's
yeah.
the way it goes. Welcome to Iowa.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Well, this is a big gun show. It's at the North Iowa Fairgrounds, or the North Iowa Event Center, as it's called. And you said the Olson Building.
Olson Building, yep.
Which is the brick building.
The brick building on the north side of the... The main drag out there.
So. Boy, nice building. Well, they've done a nice job in a remodel for that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Too, and the
yeah.
restroom area and everything.
They've done a lot of work out there. It's good to see. So.
Very, very nice.
Yep.
Nice. Well, enjoy the show, and I hope you guys have a big crowd. And is there an entry fee to get in?
Yeah, $7 to get in, and I believe we'll get you a wristband for both days if you want to go. Because stuff that's there on Saturday might not be there Sunday and vice versa. Stuff that comes in Saturday will be on the table Sunday.
So you want to come 2 days?
Well, take a look. So.
I think you should come 2 days.
I think you should, yeah.
Yes, go 2 days, everybody. Doug, great to see you this morning.
Well, thanks for your help.
Now, you're off to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say hello to everybody at the hospital for
you
me.
Bet. Have a great day.
Yeah,
thank you.
Too. Thanks, Todd. It is AM 1300 KGLO, 640 on this Thursday morning.